This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. In 1968, the police department in Menlo Park, California hired a new police chief. His name was Victor Cizanckas.
And Chief Cizanckas' main goal was to reform the police department's image, which wasn't great at the time.
That's our own Delaney Hall.
Because this was the 1960s, and even in Menlo Park, a small city with manicured lawns and wide suburban streets, it had been a turbulent decade.
There were big student-led anti-war demonstrations at Stanford University, which is right nearby. Joan Baez, the folk singer, created a commune called Struggle Mountain in the foothills above the city. And leaders in the African-American community were organizing protests to demand better treatment and services.
The Menlo Park police had clashed with these protesters, sometimes violently. And after years and years of this, the department had a pretty rough reputation.
Had a reputation for being a very tough police department, a very aggressive police department, and somewhat of a very anti-race kind of a police department.
That's Dominic Peloso. He was hired in 1970 by Chief Cizanckas, the guy who wanted to change this culture. For a long time, officers in Menlo Park had worn a variation of the traditional dark blue police uniform. But Chief Cizanckas thought that style was too intimidating and aggressive.
So the chief came up with something totally different.
It was really a nice, kind of a dark green blazer with some black thread in it. We wore pastel-colored solid shirts with a tie and slacks.
Instead of a metal badge, the blazer sported an embroidered patch that sort of looked like a coat of arms. Guns and handcuffs remained hidden under the jacket. All in all, the officers looked kind of like grown-up prep school students, but with guns. They even had pocket protectors with the Menlo Park Police logo on it that would slide into the pocket of their dress shirts.
It seems like the total effect is he was trying to demilitarize the look and attitude of the department.
Yeah, I think that would be a correct statement. A lot of the guys who join police departments are from the military, and because of the nature of the work, it can be very militaristic. And he was trying to calm it down.
For a few years, it seemed like Chief Cizanckas' reforms might be working.
There was even an early study suggesting that altercations between citizens and the police had declined because of the blazers. The study was later challenged, but when it first came out, word began to spread and a few other departments across the country adopted the blazer style.
But the uniform experiment also drew a line within the department. On one side, there were the guys, like Dominic, who liked what the blazer stood for. They embraced that Chief Cizanckas wanted the department to have a calmer, more professional image.
On the other side were the old school police officers, who missed the traditional uniform and all that it represented.
They enjoyed the ego stuff that goes with it. They also enjoy that sense of authority that you show, the clearness of who they are.
Many officers got so frustrated that they quit. The numbers we've heard on this vary. Some say about half the department left. Others say it's as much as 75%. And eventually, Cizanckas left too, to take over as the chief of a police department in Stamford, Connecticut.
And not long after he left, the department switched back to the traditional uniform style. Cizanckas passed away in 1980.
Jumping ahead to the present day.
Yeah, Brianna, this crowd just got very agitated because the police just arrested someone.
Across the country, there have been highly publicized protests against police shootings of unarmed black men, women, and even children. And these protests have sparked bigger conversations about police violence and also how our police look.
For several nights this week, this was Ferguson, Missouri. Tanks, combat gear, assault rifles. It looked like a military operation.
The current mistrust of police seems to mirror what was going on in Menlo Park back in 1968, pre-Blazer, but on a more dramatic scale. Back in the 1960s, it was big conversations about the role of police in the community that led Chief Cizanckas to make changes to the Menlo Park uniform.
Today, at least so far, no departments have taken steps that drastic. But in Minneapolis, they're taking a small step in that general direction.
In February of 2016, the Minneapolis Police Department changed the color of their SWAT uniforms from a military green to a more traditional navy blue. This happened about 4 months after the city saw widespread protests, after the police shot and killed an unarmed black man named Jamar Clark.
The Minneapolis Police Department declined to talk with us about the uniform change, but they made it clear in other interviews that this color change is about public perception and rebranding.
We are police. We are not military. We don't train with the military. We're not associated with the military. We're the Minneapolis Police Department, and we want to be reflective of our own community and our own image.
What's not totally clear is if the color of the uniform actually matters.
I mean, they can wear pink, but if they're toting guns and rubber bullets and mace and tasers and everything else.
This is Candace Montgomery. She's an activist with Black Lives Matter, and she's taken part in protests in Minneapolis against the police.
A color's not going to change that dynamic. An entire overhaul of the policing system is going to change that dynamic in people's responses.
But a change in uniform can be an important symbol, a way for police departments to signal to their communities that they want to have a better relationship.
In the case of Chief Cizanckas in Menlo Park, the uniform experiment did help lead to bigger changes. Requiring officers to wear blazers meant a certain kind of officer was drawn to the police department, the kind who was willing to get on board with the more significant reforms that Cizanckas wanted to make. And even though the department eventually abandoned the blazers, many of the other changes stuck. Here's Dominic Peloso again. He eventually became assistant chief under Cizanckas.
Vic was definitely ahead of his time. And, you know, as with most people who are ahead of their time, you don't have a crowd of people that all kind of stand up and cheer for you. But it would be very interesting because within, I'd say, 10 or 15 years, almost every police department in our area, even though they didn't change the uniform or the titles or the organizational chart, were taking on that real big kind of community policing thing. They went ahead and did it because that was the signs of the times.
99% Invisible is Delaney Hall, Kurt Kohlstedt, Katie Mingle, Sharif Youssef, Avery Truffleman, Emmett Fitzgerald, Taryn Mazza, Sean Rial, and me, Roman Mars. Edited for radio by Vika Aronson. We are a project of 91.7 KALW and Radiotopia. Find out more at 99pi.org.